Washington Supreme Court has been in the news a lot lately for decisions on charter schools, juvenile life without parole, and the death penalty. Getting less attention are the three justices up for re-election on the November ballot. Only one of those races is contested, but the incumbent worries voters aren't paying attention. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
Justice Stephen Gonzalez is still haunted by what happened in his 2012 race for the Washington Supreme Court. An appointee to the court, he had to run that year to keep his seat. Yet in the August primary, Gonzalez's opponent, Bruce Danielson, beat him in a majority of Washington counties despite raising no money and not actively campaigning. In Yakima County alone, Danielson got 64% of the vote. Now, Gonzalez still won the race because of support in vote-rich Central Puget Sound. But in a post-election analysis, then-University of Washington political science professor Matt Barreto and colleagues said the results strongly suggested that racially biased voting was at work in that election.
It was definitely the case that Justice Gonzalez paid a penalty in some parts of Washington for his surname.
This year, Gonzalez is running for re-election, and once again he faces an opponent who's raised no money and has no real campaign. But this time, his challenger, Nathan Choi, also has a non-white-sounding name. Barreto, who's now at UCLA, says both candidates may face some discrimination, especially in a nonpartisan race like a judgeship where there are no party labels.
We do see evidence of what the courts call racially polarized voting, meaning that the majority of voters who are white are voting against candidates who they expect to be Black, Latino, or Asian American.
In this race, Barreto predicts some voters may choose not to vote for either Choi or Gonzalez.
They may choose to not vote in that election if they're looking for a representative that they believe will represent the white community better.
Gonzalez has been rated exceptionally well-qualified by several bar organizations and enjoys bipartisan support, but he worries voters don't know he's the incumbent. He points to a poll from last May from a liberal group that showed him trailing Choi, with most voters unaware of either of them.
My concern is that it's down ballot. There's no indication of who the incumbent is on the ballot itself. And so it takes a little bit more effort and work to learn about and to cast an informed vote on judges.
For his part, Choi, an attorney from Bellevue, has earned no ratings from bar associations. In 2017, he ran for the Washington Court of Appeals and was admonished by the King County Bar Association for violating the bar's guidelines on fair campaigns. The Washington Attorney General's office is currently seeking a default judgment against Choi in a campaign finance case also stemming from that race. The Yakima Herald newspaper, in a recent endorsement of Gonzalez, said Choi, quote, lacks any judicial experience and seemingly a modicum of ethical grounding. Choi declined an on-tape interview for this story and said to instead look at his website. It calls for an end to taxation and homelessness, frames the race for Supreme Court as a battle between slave masters and we the people, and includes links to YouTube videos like this one on the deep state.
The rule of law having been destroyed for decades by the deep state.
So far, Gonzalez has raised $300,000 towards his reelection, but he says that doesn't go very far in a statewide race. More broadly, he says he's concerned about the lack of attention given to judicial contests.
It's the responsibility of really all of us and greater community to focus on these races.
Two other Washington Supreme Court justices are also up for re-election this year, Susan Owens and Cheryl Gordon McLeod, but both of their opponents were bounced from the ballot because they were disbarred lawyers. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.